You were so pretty,
he whispered.
Your hair back in a ponytail tied with a big red bow. Your mother used to comb it out for you every morning, and you'd pick a ribbon for the day. Red was your favorite, followed by pink. You were in the backyard. Your birthday, I think, but I didn't see a cake. Other kids were over, and we had filled the kiddie pool. You were laughing and splashing the water, and shrieking when I turned on the hose. You were laughing,
he repeated now, almost helplessly.
Catherine, I haven't seen you laugh in over 20 years.
Her chest went tight. She thought she should say something. She ended up shaking her head as if to deny his words.
Your mother loved you so much.
He stood abruptly and turned away from her.
I'm glad she's dead. I'm glad she didn't live to see what would happen next.
Dad.
You're not right, Catherine. You came back to us. God knows we considered ourselves grateful to get you back from that hell. But you're not right. In the end, our little girl died that day, and I don't know who's standing in front of me now. You don't laugh anymore. Sometimes I'm not sure you feel anything at all.
She shook her head again, but he was nodding emphatically as if arriving at some destination at the end of a very long trip. He turned back around. He looked her in the eye.
You should let them have Nathan.
He's my son.
They have a lot of money. They'll take good care of him. Maybe they can even find him the right doctor.
I've been trying to find him the right doctor. Her father spoke as if he'd never heard her.
They can get him counseling. That's probably what we should have done.
Catherine rose to her feet. You're my father. I'm asking for your support. Will you give it?
It's not the right thing to do.